Today, we'd like to see the title of the fruitless fig tree in Mark chapter 11, verses 1 to 14. To online wise people on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 7, then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. Jesus sat on the donkey's colt, and what does it mean? Question 2, in verse 10, blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. What does the word of Hosanna mean? And list the cross references for this day set by God. Question 3, in verse 14. In response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat the fruit from you ever again. What does the phrase of let no one eat fruit from you ever again mean? And what is Jesus teaching us by this? In the last chapter 10, Jesus said, Mark chapter 10, verse 46, Jesus was passing through Jericho, healing a blind man based upon his faith. Verse 46, now they came to Jericho. As Jesus went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. So verse 51, so Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to Jesus, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Last chapter, Jesus talked about faith because the blind man called Jesus the son of David. The son of David implying the blind man believed Jesus, Messiah or Christ. So based upon his faith, so he was healed. That area, Jericho. That is next is area is Bethany and Bethphage, both of them close to Jerusalem city. In this chapter, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem to be crucified through Bethphage and Bethany, a village on the Mount of Olives. As you see, a reliable Bible map. Verses 1 to 11 about Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. Verses 12 to 14 about the fruitless fig tree. Verses 1 to 11 about Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. Verse 1. Now when they drew near Jerusalem to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, see a reliable Bible map. Bethphage, Bethany, close to Jerusalem. Bethphage means the house of pigs. And Bethany means the house of dates of fruit. Then verse 2, and Jesus said to them, go into the village opposite you. Here is we see Jesus' foreknowledge. As soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt. Colt is a little kid over donkey, tied, on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has a need of it. And immediately he will send it here. So they, two disciples, went their way and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood there said to them, what are you doing, loosing the colt? And they spoke to them, to disciples and to them, just as Jesus had commanded. So they let them go. They allowed Jesus' disciples to go, and Jesus' disciples brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, because the disciples take out their clothes on the back of the colt of a donkey in order for Jesus to ride on it. And so Jesus sat on it. Here is Jesus sat on the donkey's colt. That's a fulfilling Zechariah's prophecy. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout. O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, or look, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation. So here, prophesied is a king as a savior, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt and foal of a donkey. So Christ as a humble king, unlike an arrogant earthly king riding on a horse. So this Jesus riding on colt resolved all doubts of Jesus as Christ the king, or as the Messiah the king. Then verse 8, and many spread their clothes or their garments on the road, and others cut down leafy branches. This is a springtime or a Passover time, so probably palm tree branches from the trees, and spread them on the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna. Hosanna means save now. Those understood the Christ as a king, but as an earthly king of the Jews. After a few days, actually 3 days, so on Friday, we called Good Friday later, they cried out, crucify him. Mark chapter 15, verse 11 to 13. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd so that he should rather release Barabbas, the felon, to them. Pilate answered and said to them again, what then do you want me to do with him, with Christ, whom you call the King of the Jews? So they cried out again, crucify him. But here they said Hosanna, but several days later they said crucify him. How come? Because here they understood the king like an earthly king to make an independent country, the Jesus Christ as the king of Israel, not king of all nations, not heavenly kingdom. So blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So this day was appointed by God. Unlike the previous days when Jesus had a wonder, public recognition over him as a Christ. Now the day is God's set day. That cross reference Psalm chapter 118, verse 24, 26, they're called Messianic Psalms. We don't know author here. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, O Hosanna, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. Here it is said, this is the day the Lord has made. Some already the prophecy this day. So today is the entry into Jerusalem, the set day. Also, we see Daniel chapter 9, verse 28. So here, after the 6 2 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off. So Daniel prophesied 70 weeks, But 69 weeks is a New Testament time for Israel people. So the other last 1 week still left. That is the Great Tribulation in the future. But is the first is 69 weeks later. So Jesus comes, then is Messiah shall be cut off or shall be crucified. So this day is set by God. That's why Jesus voluntarily going into Jerusalem to be crucified for death with his shed blood for all people's sin. Then is verse 11. And Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple. So when he had looked around at all things, as the hour was already late, Jesus went out to Bethany with the 12. So another gospel, Luke, described in addition, chapter 19, verse 37 up to 40, because Jesus' disciples cried out with crowd, Hosanna, Hosanna. But Pharisee asked Jesus, let them make silent or let them shut up their mouth. Then is here, Luke chapter 19, verse 37, 40. Then as Jesus was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to Jesus from the crowd, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. But Jesus answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. Mm-hmm. So all creatures praise the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. Verse 12, now the next day, this is probably Monday, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves. Monday, it was a Passover time, because Jesus was set on the day to be crucified, the coming Passover day, called often as Good Friday. He went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When Jesus came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For it was not the season for figs or for mature, ripe figs fruit. In response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. What does it mean? That meaning, Jesus withered or cursed the fruitless fig tree. In Israel, the fig tree yields fruit twice per year, in spring and in autumn. Spring is a little fruit, so tasteful, but autumn is a ripest, maturest fig fruit. This incident occurred early in spring because of a Passover time. So why Jesus cursed the fruitless fig tree? Number one, in this context, Mark chapter 11, verses 20, 24. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, his disciples, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. Basically, Jesus' faith in God Almighty. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So, the fruitless fig tree is a symbol of faithless prayer in this context. So when you pray, you should pray in God the Almighty. That is number one. Number two, sometimes in the Bible, a fig tree is a symbol of Israel. For example, in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 17, the Lord says, behold, I will send on them the sword, them meaning Israel people, the famine and the pestilence, and will make them like rotten figs that cannot be eaten. They are so bad. Because at the end of Judah, most of them, including King, worshiped idols, a lot of idols. So that's why God indicated rotten figs. So therefore, it's a fruitless Israel. Fruitless, so how can we can get fruit? Jesus said, John 15, verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. So next question, what is a fruit? Galatians chapter 5, verse 22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Again, such there is no law. Here is the fruit is singular. So the fruit of the Spirit of God is agape love. Agape love can describe as various characteristics such as joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, and so on. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4-7, love suffers long, love is kind, love does not envy, love does not praise itself, is not puffed up, not brag on, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things in the truth, believes all things in the truth, hopes all things in the truth, endures all things in the truth. The truth is the word of God, or Jesus Christ himself. So, what is the nature of agape love? So we see agape love's nature, gentleness, bearing all things, also the long-suffering, patience, and so on. Then next question, how about agape love's size? Is it so huge? So that one is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18-21. May be able to comprehend, understand with all the saints, all the Christians, what is the width and length and depth and height to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, so beyond our knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's why we call God is love. So agape love is, even earth cannot contain God's love. Even whole universe cannot contain God's love. Huge. Now to him who is able to exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generation, forever and ever again. So what is a good example? There is a good example, Agapelab, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world, or everybody, that God gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, therefore, agape love is not limited to the heart to love God and neighbors, but agape love heart should be proved by works. Like Jesus Christ loved us, Jesus gave his Son. That kind of thing, Ephesus Church, Jesus said, Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 to 5, which means agape love not limited to feeling only, also knowing, also willing, then proved up by words. Here, nevertheless, I have this against you, Ephesus Church, the Christians in Ephesus, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works. Do the first works. So agape love is must be proved by consequent works. Then or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Lampstand, which meaning Jesus will leave from that church. So compared to Philadelphia church, Philadelphia church is Philadelphia meaning largest brother love. So brother love church. So we can see that. Then is and his disciples heard it. Let's see each question in verse 7 in brief. They brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and Jesus sat on it. Jesus sat on the donkey colt. And what does it mean? Then meaning Jesus sitting or riding on the donkey colt fulfilled Zechariah prophecy about Messiah, the king. That is Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Then the question 2 in verse 10. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. What does the word of Hosanna mean? The Hebrew word, save now. And the list cross-referenced for this day set by day, we already covered that. Is one is Psalm chapter 118, verses 24-26 said, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice. So already God the Father set up the day Jesus would be crucified on the Passover day. We call it as Good Friday today. So save now, O Hosanna, I pray, O Lord, I pray. So that one, also we see Daniel chapter 9, verse 28 said, after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off. So 62 weeks plus 7 weeks, so 69 weeks at the end, the Jesus Christ will be crucified already. Daniel made a prophecy as well. So last question 3 in verse 14. In response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat the fruit from you ever again. What does the phrase of let no one eat the fruit from you ever again mean? That means Jesus made a symbolic action to curse the fruitless fig tree. So, and what is Jesus teaching us by this? First of all, in this context, is a faithless prayer. So when you pray, you should believe in God Almighty, Second one is a fig tree. Some Bible verse in the Bible, fig tree is symbol of Israel. So it is fruitless Israel. So what is the fruit? So in the Bible, the fruit of spirit is agape love. So loveless, Israel, so, or heartless Israel. So heart to love God and heart to love your neighbor should be proved out by following works or action. So let's sing song all together on bulletin.